Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
We'll continue with more of your calls and thoughts. If you're just tuning in, there's a Florida grocery store called Oaks Farm Seed to Table. Oaks Farm Seed to Table Market. In Naples, Florida, and that is near the Fort Myers region, so the west coast of Florida. And this particular location has been outed by NBC News on the Today Show, where they posted a 15-second video of the checkouts, where it seems like nearly every customer... now that I look closer, I can see a man standing in the background with a mask on, but in the foreground, every customer at each cash register, and there's at least five cash registers that the cameraman goes by, and they're all without masks, including the cashiers.
And they're smiling. They're happy.
They're smiling at each other, and it's like, wow.
Wow. Humans can still smile?
Great. Yeah.
That's neat.
It's really refreshing to see this video, but a lot of people are upset about it, and that has resulted, of course, in people calling in about the just masks in general. And you're welcome to share your thoughts, your stories, your experiences. Let's go to Tia. She's a podcast listener, so not listening live, but listens later on via our podcast, which you can download and subscribe to over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Tia, in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Tia. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling because I live in a little town in Oregon, and it's not really been too affected by the masks until literally overnight from Monday to Tuesday, and the rules just changed, and now I can't go even to get groceries without wearing a mask.
Really?
And they, like, have signs at the checkouts where they say that you will not be checked out. And my husband got kicked out of the store we usually go to, and we haven't had a problem up until Tuesday.
So what are the rules that changed?
Well, a lot of people weren't wearing masks. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, you'd see a couple other people not wearing one. And then all of a sudden they changed the signs, and they are just refusing to serve anybody that won't wear one.
So was this just grocery store?
Well,
or
if I can't...
Was it just this one grocery store, or did something change at, like, the state level or the city?
No, it must have been at the state level, because it's, like, every grocery store that I usually go to and haven't had a problem.
Now, are you able to say that you have a medical exemption? Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah. Well, my husband tried that one, too, and the Walmart greeter demanded to see his papers. And
outrageous.
Since he didn't have his papers, they refused entry.
Wow.
Wow.
So what are you doing now? Are you shopping online, or are you shopping it up?
No. Well, I decided if I can't show my mouth and I have to wear a mask, I'm just going to cover my entire head.
Okay.
I put on a ski mask
and
black sunglasses a handkerchief over my face, and I wrote slave on a white tank top. And that's what I'm wearing to do my shopping.
That's awesome. So when you say a ski mask, do you mean like a balaclava where there's only like two little slits for the eyes or two holes for the eyes and then maybe for the mouth?
Yeah, but I put sunglasses over so you can't see my eyes.
Oh,
and then wore like a handkerchief over my mouth too.
That's amazing.
You're gonna give you've given me an idea now. If it ever gets that bad here, I'm getting a burqa.
I thought out some scarves, but next time I'm just gonna put a thong on my face and walk around with underwear on my head.
I'll
probably get the same reaction as I did with the slave shirt.
Amazing.
Say you're married?
She's in the husband.
And my husband wears a diaper on his face now. He diapered.
A diaper?
He put rope around it, and that's what he wears as a mask.
Wow, that's awesome. Nice. I appreciate the creativity. Thank you for sharing that story, Tia. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate that.
I thought I was being cute with the World War One gas mask, but wow.
She took that to another level. That's amazing. And, of course, we got a co-host, Richie Rich, on Sunday that has what he calls his full compliance mask, where he bought a $200 bulletproof mask.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just the creepiest looking thing. Like, it's something you'd see in, like, a horror slasher film. Kind of mask, and it covers it like a balaclava does. It only has just like slits for eyes, and then I think there might be some nostrils or maybe like a mouth slit or whatever, but that's it. Like there's no, you can't see any of
his
face.
He has mouth rings and joy, right?
I think he does.
Yeah, I wonder how that affects with people who wear masks around their mouths mm-hmm. and around their earrings, if they get irritated or it bothers them.
I don't know. I would be watching extra hard for infection near those.
Well, I know that some people are getting irritation just with normal mouths, just because they have this thing over their mouth all day long if they're at a job or something like that. And there's, you know, you're not supposed to cover your mouth constantly. So there's a lot of heat that builds up there. There's a lot of moisture that builds up. And there's a lot of chafing to some extent because it's always, you know, people are constantly readjusting.
And they're moving it and touching it.
You know, when I had, I know that when I had the mask on, when I went on the airlines recently, it was quite uncomfortable on my ears where the band is behind.
I've heard that too,
there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't even wear mine for very long at all, you know, only the very bare minimum of being on the flight.
Didn't they say that if you're eating or drinking on the flight that you don't have to have it?
They want you to put the mask back on between bites. They actually at least on Delta, they had a notice that went out about that. Now, you know, in my case, the flight that I went on first, I was on two legs, so the first
Can you imagine how many stewardesses would it take to enforce that? They'd have to have one standing over every shoulder.
Well, someone will probably snitch on you if they're observing
you.
Well,
that's okay. Let them come and yell at me if
you
want.
The problem is they may actually take the plane down, which they have done. They've actually taken
that
the plane down.
That would be freaking hilarious.
Didn't they do it for a two-year-old one time?
Yes, more than once.
Yeah, he wanted to keep the mask on?
Yeah, more than one family has been ejected from various different airlines over this, and they will ban you from flying them in the future. So what I did was on my first flight, you know, it was relatively packed. Almost every seat was actually full on this flight. I had my nose out the entire time, even though they said you're not supposed to. No one said anything to me about it, and just to add to, you know, my inability to be contacted about this, I put like a sleep mask on as well, so I had the face mask on, my nose sticking out, and then I had a sleep mask on, and I was just trying to catch some shut-eye, and no one said a thing to me about that. So I was able to breathe the entire time on that flight. On the second flight, it was mostly empty, and there was no one else in my row or whatever, so I just basically had the mask off the entire time, and then I would like have a bottle of water, and I'd take a swig from it whenever a flight attendant would walk by, and they didn't say anything to me there either. And then in the airport, I had the mask off the entire time with a bottle of water, and no one said anything. So it was relatively easy to do like the bare minimum and not even really comply with what they were saying. But man, it was very uncomfortable just generally, and not something that I want to do.
My 10-year-old thinks it's fun. He's like, "Hey, can I put this mask on?" I'm like, "Why?
Why is it fun?
I don't know. He thinks it's so cool because we don't wear them." And
he's like being bad to you.
Yeah, he's like, he puts it on. He's like, "What do you think? You know, they'll know who I am?" I'm like, you've lost your mind. And he'll put it on to go into places just for the fun of it at this point.
Is it because it gets to you, or does he think he's getting to you?
No. We don't wear them. Mm-hmm. And so he thinks it's cool. He's like, you know, he's never really worn one until, like, he found one in the car because I took Mikey to get his
driver's
license.
Why is it cool?
I have no idea.
Does he think obedience is cool?
Well, he said it's really soft, Mom. It kind of feels like panties.
And okay.
I was like, yes, it does, doesn't it? That's really soft, Shiloh.
Wow.
whose drawers has he been going through at home?
Vaccinate your children.
He does laundry.
I see. Okay. So he knows what that
is. He does, yeah.
Vaccinate your children. Who cares if they end up artistic? It doesn't mean they're gay.
603-283-6160. The owner of the grocery store in Florida, Alfie Oaks, couldn't be reached for comment, but he did tell NBC's Today Show that he knows masks do not work, and he doesn't believe the coronavirus has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the United States, saying, quote, that's total hogwash. Why don't we shut down the world because of heart attacks? Why don't we lock down cities because of heart attacks, he says. Well, I don't know if heart attacks is the best example, but how about the flu? We never locked down anyone over the flu, and you can share your thoughts with us here tonight.
How about TB?
There you go. There's over a million people killed by that every year.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. It is a great source for learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then you will be given some easy-to-watch, simple 2-minute, 3-minute long videos that will give you the basics about cryptocurrency. And if you want to dig in deeper, obviously the resources are available to do that as well. But if you want to get the basics, good place to go, Bitcoin.com. If you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those too over at news.bitcoin.com. That's all free information at news.bitcoin.com. There's a little bit more here that I wanted to share about this grocery store, Oaks Farm Seed to Table Market in Naples, Florida, about 42 miles south of Fort Myers. They are making, stirring up some controversy just by having an NBC News reporter shooting a 15-second video inside the store showing people with no masks on. The store's owner told NBC Today that he doesn't think masks work, and he doesn't believe that the coronavirus has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. Some people theorize that it's actually been the flu that has been killing these people.
Are they even testing people for the flu now?
Well, that's the thing. The flu numbers are way, way, way down
right
compared to what they normally are. And so the official story is that, oh, well, the flu numbers are down because people are wearing masks and social distancing. But on the other hand, they're also claiming that not enough people are wearing masks and social distancing, so they need to wear more masks, and we need to do more social distancing. So one is it?
Apparently they should be doing the masky social distancing thing when the flu's big, and, you know, maybe just blowing it off because it doesn't seem when the COVID's big, because it doesn't seem to be doing anything about that.
So,
or you could just, you know, get with reality, which is reality is if you've tested positive for COVID, or if you have a runny nose and you get shot in the head, they're going to go, oh, he's got a little snot running down his nose. I'll bet. I suspect he has COVID. I'm going to put COVID down as a cause of death.
Now, even though the county in wherever Naples is, whatever county that is, has a mask mandate in place.
It's Naples County.
Is it Naples County? Oaks' store has a sign out front that says customers don't have to wear one if they have a medical condition. The actual text from the sign is, quote, "Those in our lovely government have ordered all persons entering indoor facilities to wear a mask. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, you are exempt from this order. Due to HIPAA and the Fourth Amendment, we cannot legally ask you about your medical condition. Therefore, if we see you without a mask, we will assume you have a medical condition, and we will welcome you inside to support our business."
I love it. I think that's great.
This guy rocks.
Yeah.
This guy rocks. If they put him out of business, he definitely needs to come up to New Hampshire.
More people need to have this particular perspective, and more people need to have signs. If you're a business owner out there and you are against all this nonsense, then you should be doing more creative signage like this, because there's a lot of people who just put up a masks required sign because they believe that they have to. They believe that they have to communicate this in the sort of official sounding way to people. And I got to say, I like what this guy did, and also, there was another business that Bonnie and I went to over the weekend. There's an arcade called Fun Spot here in New Hampshire. Have you ever? You're nodding your head, Angie.
We have not been there, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it is supposedly the world's largest arcade. Now, some people dispute that claim, but regardless, it is a very large place with a bunch of, you know, really like classic.
Like 3 floors, right?
3 floors, yeah. And they're expansive. They're fairly large, and so they got everything from, you know, air hockey, ski ball, that kind of stuff, all the way on up to old school arcade games going back even further than Pong. And these are operating.
There were things before Pong?
Believe it or not, yeah. There actually were some arcade games before Pong. So they go all the way back there at this particular location. And so while I was there, I took a photograph of one of the signs that has a picture of Sununu. Now, that's the governor here in Florida. It's got his photograph on it, and it says,
cowardly governor.
It says, per Governor Sununu's Emergency Order 74, you must wear a mask unless you have a medical condition preventing you from doing so. And all of that's in the same bold black font. So it's not like it just says you must wear a mask and then in small print. Mm-hmm. It's all the same big bold font. So it lets people know that there is an exemption here. And a lot of people don't even know that because they just rely on what other people say and what the news media says. And they don't talk about the exemption.
And they don't want confrontation.
That's true, too.
People are afraid of confrontation. And, you know, you should have some confrontation in your life. Mm-hmm. That's how you grow backbone.
Right.
You know, these people are going to be walking around bent over backwards with no immune system because they've let their backbones and their immune systems atrophy.
Mm, it's sad. So the rest of the sign, so beneath, so again, big block lettering, as I said, then Sununu's photo. Then beneath that in smaller text, it says, we will not refuse service to any of our guests who decline to wear a mask or cloth face covering because of medical or mental or developmental issue or difficulty breathing. And they shall not be required to produce documentation or other evidence verifying the condition. So basically saying, if you've got a medical condition, you don't have to wear a mask, and we're never going to say anything to you about it if you aren't wearing a mask.
Good. They enjoy being in business. Yeah. They like their customers.
Yeah, and inside the business, there were people that were wearing masks, which I found strange. Again, I think it's just mass obedience here, because if you really were afraid of COVID, you wouldn't go to an arcade
exactly where you're touching things
and constantly be sharing, you know, consoles, joysticks, buttons with other people who are in the very same place.
Well, the thing is, if you consider how stupid the average person is and then consider that a full half of them is stupider than that, some people would.
I see what you're saying. But regardless, it was refreshing because even some of the staff there was not wearing masks.
Oh, that's excellent, because I haven't seen that lately. Most people always have masks on.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't the staff be able to have a medical exemption as well? Are you saying that people who have medical issues can no longer have jobs?
Yeah, you can't work.
Yeah, that would actually be a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which does say you have to make reasonable accommodations.
Now, when we go places, Michael will tell people, you know, the register and server, he'll say, you do not have to wear that. And a lot of them are like, oh, thank you. That's great. Yeah, and they'll take it off, and so they'll move it. He's really quick to. There was a guy walking into the local store, and you get that look. People are like, oh, I forgot my mask, and they turn around and have to go back. And he had just gotten gas and yelled out the door. He said, they won't care if you go in without that. Mm-hmm. He said, they won't. And he was like, no, you can go in without the mask there, and they'll be fine. He was like, yeah, they've always been great. But he still went and got his mask out of his truck.
Wow. Just too afraid.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to find out.
And he was a big guy. I mean, he's, you know.
Some people are into the mask thing. I don't know what it is, but, you know.
Well, no, I mean, that was clearly a situation where somebody was afraid of what other people were going to think, even though he was being encouraged to just go ahead.
Yep.
Somebody else knew. They'd been there before. He was just too afraid of having the controversy or having someone see him doing it. You know, and that's what we're dealing with here, and it's really sad. 603-283-6160 is the number here. If you want to join us, you can do that. And now apparently state government bureaucrats here in New Hampshire are telling business owners to call the cops if customers won't put a mask on.
I think we should call them.
Call the cops?
No, call the officials.
They're probably not working right now. 603-283-6160, this is Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on doing the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the amp-only Facebook group and amp podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that it had filed an application for emergency authorization of its coronavirus vaccine by the Food and Drug Administration. Johnson & Johnson said in late January that the vaccine was 66% effective in a global study with an efficacy ranging as high as 72% in the United States and as low as 57% in South Africa. Nearly a dozen Iranians are in custody after crossing the southern border illegally. Border Patrol agents arresting the group of 11 after they went over the border near San Luis, Arizona. Customs and Border Protection noting Iran is a special interest country, meaning it is known to harbor terrorist or terrorist organizations. The agency says it isn't out of the ordinary to run into people from those countries. USA Radio News. As Democrats continue to push for a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell argues that Congress already has put forth a historic response to the ongoing pandemic.
This crisis has been historic. So has the federal response.
Democrats planning to pass a bill with no support from Republicans. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is being questioned by a Senate committee as he has been nominated as U.S. Labor Secretary.
I want to thank President Biden and Vice President Harris for the honor of this nomination. I share their commitment to the health and safety of the working people carrying our country through this pandemic, this very difficult time. I share their commitment to building back better with an economy that works for every single American worker.
Walsh was quizzed by members of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
And you're invited here. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We do have our social media platform now that we've launched about 3 weeks ago now, I think, at this point. Nearing 200 users, and you're welcome to jump on board over there. If you're ready to get away from big tech and get off the ugly old social media sites like Twitter and Facebook, what our social media site does is basically does the same thing Twitter does, meaning it allows you to make a post. It allows you to use more characters than Twitter does, and you can, you know, share the posts that others make. You can respond to them. You can tag people. Basically the same functionality that Twitter has. It's just, it's not Twitter. It's run on a private server that we control and no one else does.
You're not sharing our information.
That's correct.
And Trump, if you're out there and you really need to tweet, just sign on. We'll tolerate you.
Yeah, we'll make room. We'll make room for you.
Just for giggles.
I mean, generally, it's probably going to be a pretty libertarian server, but there's not an actual hard rule that says somebody who disagrees with us can't sign
on. And what is it? What's the...
Social.freetalklive.com. So okay. If you go to social.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up there. And the really cool thing about it, one of the really cool things, is there's multiple apps. So, you know, normally, like with Facebook, you get the Facebook app. Mm-hmm. And That's it. You don't get to choose anything else. Here, you get to choose between, I don't know, as many as like several apps from which you can use. You can just use the website like normal if you want to, or if you want to download an app for your phone or for your computer, then you can do that. And
okay.
You can try different ones out and see which one you like the best.
Social.freetalklive.com.
That's right. Social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Son of Ben. He's calling us from Tennessee. Son of Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. And, yeah, I'm calling from Tennessee, but a big shout-out to all my people on Exit 12 in New London, New Hampshire.
Hey, right on. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, just I'm not really taking issues so much. I'm all about some personal liberties. And just because, you know, you don't have to wear a mask, I just want to encourage everybody to wear a mask. It's
Why?
Not a sign of fear. Excuse me?
Why? It seems like a sign of obedience to me.
Oh, I understand that. And have you ever done a tracheostomy on anyone trying to recover from COVID?
No, I have not.
So I'll tell you, do that a few times, and you'll understand why it's important to do everything you can to prevent the spread of this. And I'm not here to argue for or against the efficacy of
masks. Is it worse than doing a tracheotomy on somebody who's dying of the flu, or?
Well, I'm just saying, are you a medical professional?
I'm not.
That's why I'm asking you.
Actually, in this conversation, it shows. Because these people die horrified.
Well, yes, I've certainly never done a tracheotomy, but I'd love to have an answer to that. Is it worse than a tracheotomy?
What was your question?
I asked if it was worse than a tracheotomy on someone with some other condition. I was wondering how the tracheotomy.
But the difference is that I've never done this many trachs on people in my entire life, and I've never done a single trach on someone recovering from the flu, nor has anything with the flu ever packed our ICUs out with people who are on ventilators.
Do you find that the people that you're treating have underlying conditions? Are they smokers? Are they drinkers? Do they have health problems? Are they obese, diabetics?
I would love to say, just like I think, you know, anytime we hear somebody with cancer, we're like, oh, were they a smoker? Yeah, they were a smoker. It makes us feel better because we like to blame it on the smoking. But unfortunately, a lot of these people have no more underlying conditions than your average American. Now, does your average American have an average underlying health condition? Probably.
Yeah, the average American's probably overweight.
Yep.
Yes.
And they probably don't have a very good diet. You know, you are a medical professional, and I can appreciate that, but I've actually consulted with medical professionals. In fact, more than one doctor who's told me that they think all this is a bunch of bunk.
Well, I would urge you not to go back to that physician.
There's more than one of them, actually.
Well,
in fact, there are thousands of physicians who signed the Great Barrington Declaration to basically say the same thing, and that, you know, they're more concerned with the loss of civil liberties and freedoms than whatever tiny little risk there is from this.
I would encourage anyone who believes that to go to their local hospital and don't bother wearing a mask and ask if you can go walk around on their COVID unit or in their ICU. And I'm sure they'll let you do that. Of course, they won't, but I'd encourage you just as a nice show and tell to do that. And you can go tell those families that they're suffering, their family members suffering from a great plandemic.
And see
what kind of response you get from that.
What have you been seeing with suicide? Have you been seeing a lot of suicides lately, a lot of overdoses more than usual?
No. Now, I have not.
Well,
if you've killed yourself,
you're not going to make it into the emergency room.
You got that right.
Yeah. Mm. So they wouldn't see the suicides at the hospital.
Well, you may well see them going by to the morgue, and you can certainly see suicides who failed at the hospital.
He probably wouldn't see a lot of that.
That's pretty morbid, man. Yeah. But I have seen that, and that's pretty morbid as well.
What do you mean that's pretty morbid? It's a valid question, because we know that a lot of people are considering killing themselves and are doing drug overdoses because they hate their lives now because they can't actually have contact with other human beings. Does that mean nothing to you?
They can't pay their bills?
Yeah.
I'm failing to understand why I can't have a contact with another human being yet also be cognizant of a pandemic that's going on. I have no problem interacting with people from a reasonable distance wearing a mask. It's just
that's a problem because people need contact, actual human contact, being able to touch, to hug, to kiss, to show affection for another human being. Standing 6 feet away doesn't count as human contact. That's like some sort of crazy dystopian viewpoint, sir.
What doesn't count as human contact?
I said standing 6 feet away from somebody and waving at them doesn't count as human contact.
Look, I've hugged my mother numerous times, okay, wearing a mask. And it's not that difficult.
Oh, well, that's good.
And,
there are some people whose family members won't allow them to.
Go out and hug. I have no need to go out and hug, like, strangers. I think we can all go out and safely hug our family members.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that you support hugging family members, because some people are living in families where they will not allow themselves to be hugged because they've been scared to death by propaganda and people like you, son of Ben, who are out there scaring people.
We have a computer business, and we go into homes, Michael does, and he has given older customers hugs or handshakes, and they're, you know, they almost tear up.
Oh.
They're like, that's the first human contact I've had in
months. Because their own family won't do it.
Yeah, and it's pretty sad. I mean, and they're so happy that he doesn't mind giving them a hug.
You know, and thank you, son of Ben, for the call here tonight. Look, I mean, in this video that we were looking at earlier from Florida of the people in the grocery store that were not wearing masks, the majority of the people in this video, I would say, are over the age of 65, if not over the age of 70. So there were multiple people who are unmasked in the elderly age range who obviously are willing to take the risk of whatever horrifying tracheotomy or whatever might befall them, just so they can have that human contact. Because to them, obviously, the risk is worth it.
Yep.
And for a lot of us, I think the risk is worth it. Is contracting COVID potentially dangerous? Yeah, it is, but not very. We've seen the survival rates are absolutely incredible on this thing. It's not like you're likely to die if you're
one
even,
out of 200 dies.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you're in decent shape, you have almost no chance of dying. So, you know, all the fear mongering.
I have hobbies more dangerous than that.
You know, I'm sorry that you have to do more work because of your job, but it's not like you don't get paid.
That's
for
exactly right.
Being a nurse or being a doctor or, you know, tracheotomy expert or whatever it is that you do.
And I don't think that our local hospital is overrun. I don't think that that's a problem here.
No, I mean, I haven't seen any evidence of overrun hospitals. I know that there were huge layoffs at the beginning of this mess among hospital staff.
Mm-hmm. That's because they weren't allowing people to do elective surgeries and things like
And I know that a lot of people have died because they didn't get the surgery they needed because... but then I've also seen people going into hospitals and filming empty hospitals, empty corridors, empty wards. Nobody's running around. If people were dying on all over the place in these hospitals, there would be people running around. There would be crash carts.
It'd
there
be
would
crazy.
Be body bags. There would be bodies.
They certainly wouldn't have time to make TikTok videos.
They wouldn't have nearly as much time to make TikTok
videos. Not just
videos.
Like some quick 15-second, you know, we just recorded a video, but choreographed dance routines. I mean, that's something you got to practice. You don't just hit the stage and get choreography right the first time. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
So we've been talking about the mask issue here tonight, and it's been a lot of the topics we've been covering here on Free Talk Live over the last year, and I've been trying to stay away from it for a while, but the stories are just getting too crazy, and so, you know, we needed to talk about it again. In this case, there was actually a little bit of good news to start the show out, which is that a store in Florida, a grocery store, is not requiring customers to wear masks. In fact, they've got a sign up out front that specifically clarifies for people that you cannot wear a mask if you have a medical exemption, and further, the store will not ask you any questions about it. So just letting their customers know that, hey, it's safe to take that thing off here, if that's what you, we're not going to bug you.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's what a lot of people are worried about. Is they're worried about that confrontation. They don't have either. They don't want it at all, or they just don't have time for it. They don't want to deal with it, or whatever their reasons. They don't want that to happen. So this store is letting them know it's okay. We're not going to hassle you. And as a result, they've got a bunch of people without masks on in their store, and it's amazing. And a lot of business owners, unfortunately, are afraid to take this stance because. And I won't say who it was, but we were having a conversation with a couple business owners like this today that were saying that they are against the masks. You know, they're against wearing masks. They think it's stupid. But at the same time, they know that a lot of their customers are wearing masks, and they don't want to offend their potential customer base. They don't want to have whatever.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's no reason to bust somebody's balls for wearing a mask.
No, of course not.
I mean, if somebody wants to wear a mask, let them be.
But the issue was the signage, meaning that they didn't want to have signage that could be, you know, could tweak or a trigger the people who are the mask people. They didn't want to put, like, I read you the signage from this grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Which made it pretty clear that, you know, they weren't saying we don't welcome mask people, but they were saying if you don't have a mask, you're welcome. And so having signage like that out would, would disturb certain business owners who are against masks, but they just don't want their customers to think that they're against masks.
Well, the thing is, I mean, to me, it's kind of like, you know, smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants. Now, back in the day when there actually were smoking sections in restaurants, there were laws that limited how big they could be. They could only be like 40% of the floor space of the restaurant. And that way, in order to serve all the smokers, every restaurant pretty much had a smoking area. And what I thought would be much better would be if they got rid of that limit on the size of the smoking area, and then you can have some restaurants that are wholly smoking, and you can have some restaurants that are wholly non-smoking, and they'll probably be about proportional to the what the customers want. You know,
because it didn't work out that way.
That's what would maximize.
Instead, they shoved non-smoking down everyone's throats and forced businesses.
Yeah. And so, and this is how the Karens think. They think, you know, if you're getting divorced from one of these people, they'd be like, well, I've come up with, I've got a proposal for a settlement, and I think it's very fair. I get everything. And you get nothing.
Sounds accurate.
And that's not how any of this works.
But that's so what they're.
If these people want to be free of the maskless, then there's a very easy, easy way to do it, which is they need to live in different places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have masky towns, and we can have maskless towns.
That may be what it has to come to, but unfortunately...
It would be so wonderful not to have any cowards around. I would be a happy man.
Can you tell me how the masks are in, like, other parts of the world? Like, in other countries? Do they have to wear masks?
They're made of cloth. They go over the mouth.
Well, thank you, nobody. But, I mean, what are their policies? Are they wearing masks in, like, Canada?
Canada's pretty crazy.
Oh, God, Canada's gone completely mad. There was a guy who I saw an article about a guy who flew in. He had had a COVID test that had come out negative, but apparently they didn't like the brand of the test that he got. Maybe they weren't doing 75 revolutions of the damn test or something. Mm-hmm. And so they locked him in a hotel. He's stuck in a hotel. They showed a picture of his lunch. It looked like what they used to give us in jail.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, a nasty bologna sandwich with, you know, a tomato. And in jail, they use the whole tomato, so sometimes you'll just get the stem of the tomato. And it looked just like the garbage they fed us in jail. And he's got to pay, like, $2,000 for this.
Oh, he has to pay for it himself?
Yeah. And they won't let him order regular food, even though there are restaurants right across the street, you know.
And he's a Canadian resident.
No, he just came into Canada for a visit. I don't think he'll ever make
that mistake again.
I was told that my roommate actually went down to go on a vacation in Mexico, and so he had a mixed experience down there where some people in some places were not so masky and other places were. So, and I don't remember which one was which, so it just depends.
Yeah.
In Mexico City, I know there were people that they had a revolt of restaurants for a while.
Some chain restaurants actually refused to enforce masks.
Yeah, well, they had that, and also when the restaurants were supposed to be closed, they were like, screw you, we're opening up.
That's
and
right.
That was in Mexico City, and I saw, you know, there was footage of these cooks with pans and spoons out in the street.
Really?
Wailing on their pans to let people know they were open.
We want to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to work, and also, hey, we're open. Come get some food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you're in a different country and you want to weigh in and answer Angie's question,
yeah,
you're welcome
to,
because all we can do is just say, hey, this is what we've heard. We've not actually had the experience. A lot of places, they've shut down international travel entirely. You can't go to Canada right now if you wanted to.
So if you go to the border, they won't let you drive through?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Unless you're from Canada, in which case they have to
but
let
then
you
back in.
They might
quarantine you?
Wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. I don't know what all the rules are there in Canada. I know that everyone in Canada in a lot of places... Well, I'm not going to say everyone in Canada. I know that everyone in Quebec, according to a caller last night, is under a quarantine... Or not quarantine, under a curfew. So there's like an 8 p.m. curfew across the entire province.
Yeah, it's actually, technically it's not quarantine, it's house arrest. It's only quarantine if you do it to sick people.
That's a good point. So according to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, they've released new recommendations for grocery stores and retailers encouraging mask wearing among customers. Now, the wording here is interesting. Recommendation. Encouraging. Guidance. But then when you actually read through this stuff,
I would encourage them to follow my recommendation and learn to use the English language.
After some businesses reported employees were uncomfortable enforcing state guidance.
Which is not the job of your average cashier, by the way. This state guidance is supposed to be enforced by thugs with guns.
Well, if it's guidance, it shouldn't be enforced at all. Guidance is just should be just a set of suggestions. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it's not. It's not communicated that way. It's communicated by men with guns, and so it seems like it's not a suggestion, but in point of fact, it is a threat.
Well, if you throw a guy out the window, it's guidance.
No, that's true. Governor Chris Sununu enacted a statewide mask ordinance in November as a way of fighting the spread of COVID-19, but that order didn't specify explicit consequences for those who refuse to wear one, although a violation of a governor's orders in emergency cases in New Hampshire and in most states is a misdemeanor if they want to charge you with it. They just haven't.
But you certainly couldn't get one for violating that because that's just a recommendation.
But it's an order, so that's the thing. Like,
well,
when you,
it's a recommendation, though. Well, it's an order that he recommends it.
Well, but that's the thing.
And I accept his order that he recommend it, and I confess that he did recommend it, which is apparently what he's ordering me to do, is acknowledge
not if you actually
that he
read
recommended it.
It's not a recommendation if you read it. It's a requirement. It says that persons are, quote-unquote, required to wear a mask with a set of exceptions.
Well, then he should have written it better, because as far as I'm concerned, once you use the word requirement, or once you use the word word suggestion, it's
They didn't use the word suggestion. At no point did they use the word recommendation or suggestion. That's the news report here that's saying that. The actual order itself, the actual order, the mask order itself, which most people haven't read, and understandably, people are busy and they've got things to do. They're not going to spend their time reading this stupid crap from the government, but it does say it's required. But on the other hand, a lot of these things say guidance, and then they say mandates and requirements. So, like, they mix up all the wording, and it gets very, very confusing, even if you try to read this stuff. But they're now saying that store owners who, you know, are having trouble should call the police on people who don't wear a mask, which maybe that's why Walmart called on your son.
And they'll say, I've got an exemption, and the police will go away.
That's right. Yep. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.